This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Matthew. The newly elected BJP MLAs in Maharashtra will meet today in Mumbai to elect the leader. The party has deputed Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as observers to help the MLAs elect their legislature party leader. The new Chief Minister will take the oath at 5 p.m. tomorrow at South Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Senior BJP leader and former Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis is considered the front-runner for the CM's post. The BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance secured a resounding victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV C-59 carrying the European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. Proba 3 is a commercially dedicated mission of New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV C-59 will inject the spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. Proba 3, a 144-meter-long spacecraft weighing 3,550 kilos, has two spacecraft, Coronagraph spacecraft and the Occulta spacecraft, which will be launched together in a stacked configuration. Proba 3 will function as an orbital lab demonstration, acquiring data, proximity operations, and validating meteorology, sensors, and control algorithms. It will open up new methods of mission control. Navy Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed on the 4th of December every year to recognize the achievements and role of Indian Navy. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Navy Day celebrations as chief guest at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri, Odisha this afternoon. The event will feature aerial maneuvers by MiG-29K and Hawk fighter jets, combat exercises by Marcos, submarine operations, amphibious landings, and rocket firing from warships. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh extended greetings to all Indian Navy personnel and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that Indian Navy is an important pillar in the national security architecture and safeguarding India's maritime security. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, arrived last night in New Delhi for a two-day visit to India. He will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. He will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. The United Kingdom has updated its travel advisory for Bangladesh, warning that terrorists are likely to try to carry out attacks in the country. The UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office has issued a warning stating that terrorist attacks could be indiscriminate, including in places visited by foreign nationals such as crowded areas, religious buildings and political rallies. UK MPs have raised concerns over the ethnic cleansing of Hindus in Bangladesh. An urgent issue was tabled in the House of Commons in the UK Parliament over the worrisome situation in Bangladesh. Conservative MP Preeti Patel called the situation deeply concerning. Another MP, Bob Blackman, stated that Hindus are suffering with their houses being burnt and their businesses ransacked. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has announced the lifting of emergency martial law after the National Assembly voted to end it, following fierce backlash from lawmakers across the political spectrum. In hockey, defending champions India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in the final of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup this evening in Muscat, Oman. The match is yet to begin at 8:30 p.m. IST. The Indian benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, opened green in early trade today. The BSE Sensex rose by 339 points to trade at 81,185, while the Nifty was up by 105 points to trade at 24,562 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of the news bulletin.